Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You guys want to talk movies real quick?
I would love to.
We should, because Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is on hold right now, so we should probably have her on. She's been holding for like 3 hours.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Gray.
How dare you?
She'll wait forever.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. You guys have really good hold music because it's just the show, so I like to listen.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Cool. That's very nice, Greg. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I have been out of the country, partially on vacation, partially working. I haven't talked about movies for so long. I'm really rusty, and so I don't know what's going on, guys.
You do tweet, and I do follow you, so I know that one of the movies you're reviewing for us had you guffawing.
Guffawing?
Yes, laughing to the point of guffawing.
Mm. Guffaw.
That is absolutely true, because I'm a champion guffawer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so this now that one that you're talking about is a smaller film called The Big Sick. Am I right?
No.
I think she was talking about
Spider-Man.
Oh.
So you said laughed so hard at that movie. Did I read the wrong one?
No, you're absolutely right. And guess the only reason that I wasn't going to tell you about it yet is because it comes out next weekend.
That's right.
I think it was this weekend.
No, it comes out next
weekend. Well, it's because you have common sense. I cannot believe they are not releasing the new Spider-Man movie over the 4th of July weekend.
I mean, truly, I truly thought it was coming out over 4th of July weekend, because all the blockbusters do.
You had it confused with Meet the Guffawers.
That's right. we're actually going to get to talk to Tom Holland in about an hour, Gray.
Oh, my God. You are going to love him. He's the sweetest. And this Spider-Man is, I'll give you a preview of what I think. It's phenomenal.
Oh, okay. So good.
Yay.
We're going to be on vacation next week, so we're going to miss out on your movie review about Spider-Man. But you loved it, right?
Oh, my God. I flipped out. I'm going to see it for the second time before it's released. Be jealous.
We are. Very.
And I just loved it. I thought it was so great. It was and I'll tell you that compared to the other Spider-Man movies, which I like, mm-hmm. This one is the best one.
Would you say he's the greatest Spider-Man to be cast of all time?
I think so.
Yeah. See?
and it's truly that funny. It's a comedy.
It's so funny. It has such a good heart. It really reflects the character accurately. There's so much action. It's so fun. I loved watching it. And again, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, they were also well cast.
Yeah.
I think that the movies were good, but this one makes them all look like a piece of garbage.
Wow. So what was it afraid to go up against on the 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, what's coming out this weekend?
I got to tell you, that's what's crazy, is that that we have three movies coming out in wide release.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Spider-Man just wanted the weekend to itself, maybe, but... So, Despicable Me 3 is in theaters. Banana. And so, Gru is back. This time, we get to meet his twin brother, Drew.
Oh.
And he is up against his most formidable foe yet, which is Balthazar Bratt.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued.
You know what, guys? I didn't see this one.
Yeah.
The critics dig it. I think that it's exactly the same as the other Despicable Me movies. They're like pretty thin, but by the time that you throw in the Minions and, like, you know, this is a child of the 80s playing guitar.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Oh, I remember those.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's okay. These are okay.
It's all
right
good.
Now, it's very fresh on the tomato meter, and it's going to stay that way.
Okay.
All right.
How about Steve Carell, the Silver Fox? How are you feeling about that look?
Oh, man, I'm loving the Silver Fox.
Yeah, you are. Everybody's loving it.
Wow.
So Minions is a good one for the kids. They stick it with the funny and the Minions and all that. And then Baby Driver's coming out this weekend as well, right?
Yes. We've also got Baby Driver, and that's directed by Edgar Wright. Now, he's done, like, Hot Fuzz and Scott Pilgrim versus the World and Shaun of the Dead. So many great movies. He's an amazing filmmaker, but I don't know how much of a household name he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And Baby Driver is a really exciting heist action movie.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Okay.
It is so cool. The music is phenomenal. It stars Ansel Elgort, the kid from the Divergent movies, mm-hmm. as a getaway driver called Baby.
Why does Al care? You never care about movies.
It's chase. I love a good chase, though. All guys love chase movies.
When's the last time you've been to a movie?
Oh, I saw Titanic.
He did.
Al has so much invested in Baby Driver.
Twice.
And Al's the slowest driver I know, so he wants to go watch a fast driving movie.
Oh, he's so excited.
He loves a good chase. That explains a lot of his relationships. Am I right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. So you're going to love Baby Driver because the cars are amazing. John Hamm is in it. Isaac Gonzalez is fantastic. Jamie Foxx has a great cast. Kevin Spacey. And so this one is really fun. I thought it was like a little bit long, but you can't go too wrong when you're just watching, you know, bank robberies and driving cool cars.
Yeah.
So the good news is it's all that. Plus, it's pretty smart because it's Edgar Wright. So it's a really good movie. And currently, it has 100%.
Wow.
Baby Driver's 100%?
Yeah. No, that's more than likely going to fall just a little bit, but I bet this one will still be certified fresh in the 90s. It's really fun.
And okay. I love Ansel.
Yeah.
And good old Ansel. Who doesn't,
He's
right?
He's so sweet.
He was in Fault in Our Stars, right?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I loved that movie, and he's such a sweet kid.
I sobbed the whole way home.
The last movie in theaters is The House.
Uh-huh.
And that is Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell, who have not properly saved for their child's college education.
Shout out.
And they thought she was going to get a scholarship. It ends up that they're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
So what they do is open a casino in their home.
Sure, like anybody else would.
Ooh, exactly. I mean, obviously. And so all their suburban neighbors finally have something to do and fistfights to have and trouble to cause. So they cast Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell because they're two of the funniest, most charming, delightful people on the planet. Yeah?
Yeah. For sure.
Agreed. Separately, I would imagine that's true.
The movie kind of sucks.
No.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, and it really bums me out to say that because I love them so much.
Yeah.
So here's what you'll get when you watch the movie. It's not terrible. It didn't make me want to poke my eyes out with a poker chip. In fact, it's just safe. They could have pushed it so much farther and made it so funny, but instead, it's a very broad comedy.
Do you believe that Mariah Carey could have saved this movie?
Was she supposed to be in it?
Yes, they cut her, remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She
couldn't make it to work on time.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know what? In Mariah, I trust, and God bless that completely out-of-touch songbird. But this movie has far more problems than a diva missing.
She'll probably be thankful she was cut in the long run. It's that big of a stinker.
I wonder, can you have too much funny? Like, you know, a guy and a girl, a couple of both of them really, really funny people.
They cancel each other out.
Yeah.
No, that's incredible.
No, not possible.
Yeah. All right. Let's try giving them the benefit of the doubt there.
And so I think that, you know, if you haven't seen a comedy in a while and you want to get a sitter for the kids and go out on a hot date, then you're going to laugh. Don't get me wrong.
Like if you're desperate.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that this is like a cable comedy, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so that sucks. So the worst part is they didn't screen it for critics. So you know what that means. They know they're going to get a rotten tomato meter score. But for the rest of you, just know that you have to bask in the awesomeness of the stars and kind of ignore the fact that it's, like, not that funny.
Okay.
Who makes the decision on if it's screened for critics? Like the director or somebody says, it's not funny enough to let the critics see it?
It's usually the publicity departments.
Okay.
Because they know deep in their hearts if they've got a good movie or a bad one.
I heard. Now, I heard it was Mike Tyson to ask him, Mike, did you like this movie? And he's like,
hey, that's not funny.
Yeah. All right, so then we're not.
I think that even Mike Tyson would not think this movie is
Oh, wow. Man, what a.
And he has got a great sense of humor.
That's awful news.
That guy has brain damage.
Yeah.
You're silly.
Wow, you're going to get tweets on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
No,
that's
pretty much
you guys,
true.
I have no filter. I was in the English countryside hanging out with sheep. Oh, well. So, by the way, you guys are so much more engaging than the sheep.
Wait, thank
though.
You. Yes. We're not as cuddly.
I was so bored. Anyway, we've got a little something for everybody this week. And when you guys are on break next week, go see Spider-Man, for God's sake. It's awesome.
100%. 100% going to go watch that movie. Great.
Would you please text me your review while I'm on vacation and do it in Spanish? I may be in Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, bueno, sí. Right. Yo veo las películas. Okay, we're going to hit the books and I'll get back to you.
Muy bien, Dre. Yo te entendí muy bien.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Boy, that was painful.
Adiós, Gray Drake.
Adiós.
Adiós.
And nos vemos. Look at that. A couple certified fresh movies and one not so fresh, but you know what is fresh?
What?
All the ingredients you get in Blue Apron.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yes. What a segue. Man, you make
it's
me
very
proud.
Very true.
Thank you, Al. I learned that one from you, sir.
Thank you.
Truly, my favorite part, other than not having to go to the grocery store, since I don't like doing that, is how everything's packaged so cute. Like perfectly proportioned little things of, if you need apple cider vinegar, which I have bought before in full size, and it sat there until I moved houses and apartments, and it was bad. And it's like the perfect little amount to use for that particular recipe.
You're gonna make dishes you never thought you could make, or maybe you didn't know existed.
It's possible.
You're gonna use ingredients you can't even pronounce sometimes.
Check this one out. An upcoming meal: warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingerling potatoes and garlic crouton.
Have you ever made that?
What?
Of course
no.
not.
Blue I
apron.
Will with Blue Apron.
Wow.
And here's the thing. You follow the directions, the meal's going to taste delicious. It always does, just like a restaurant.
And here's the thing. Next week, I'm going to be out of the country on my honeymoon, right? Mm-hmm. So I just put a hold on my Blue Apron delivery. They'll just catch me up the next week.
We'll catch you next week. Hey, try it on. Try the first three meals for free. BlueApron.com/kid. That's BlueApron.com/KIDD. And coming up next, it's your big break. Everybody's asking, what happened to Cheyenne Goss from the Big Break competition we had? Remember her?
Yeah.
Everybody's asking.
Still making the music. In fact, she's got a couple new songs out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to come inside the Canal Side Lounge and sing them for us next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, we're in the Canal Side Lounge, and this is really cool.
It's a homecoming, JC.
It's a big-time homecoming. Cheyenne Goss, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Now, I'm going to do a little timeline here for our listeners. If you're a new listener, you might not recognize Cheyenne.
Because I don't know how long it's been since we've actually physically had her
here. 2 years. Literally, I walked in, I was like, it feels like yesterday I was here, but it was like almost 2 years.
Like all grown up now.
Well, he's got his timeline.
The big 2-1.
JC put a lot of work into this timeline.
I grabbed it from Sonny. In June of 2015, you won our Big Break contest.
I did.
Then you got to audition for American Idol.
Yes,
I did. You got on American Idol.
I did. I went to Hollywood.
Yeah, you got to go to Hollywood and did all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about American Idol coming back, by the way?
I mean, I'm not going to do it again, but I'm glad. I'm glad they're coming back.
I think it's
good
too
for them.
Soon.
Yeah.
I think we need to give it a minute. Now, even though you did not, win American Idol, did it still make a difference to be on the show?
Oh my, that's literally what I call the turning point of everything. Because I came here and I did my last song, Ready or Not, that I had wrote. And I thought that was like the avenue I wanted to be in, And I thought I knew exactly who I was and what I wanted to do. And then I did Idol and they kind of pushed me even more towards that. And I was like, whoa. Once I started like having a pink flower on my guitar and wearing all the pinks, I was like, oh, this isn't me.
Right.
I was like, I don't know. And that whole process was like, I say it was like the best and worst experience of my life because it was a lot of hard. It was a lot of tears and a lot of sweat and a lot of never sleeping and never eating. But it was also like the best thing that ever happened to me, because I finally realized like who I was and like what I wanted to do. And I stopped putting myself in a box of like country music. And then I came up with like the best stuff I ever wrote.
Oh, that's great.
Good. So if American Idol was the turning point, the Kid Craddock Morning Show
was
the blinker.
Start.
Yeah. We were the blinker.
Start. No, it was the start.
So what would you say your style is more now?
Me. I really don't know how to explain it. I really like, I just wear what I want and I sing what I want. And I was going to say I do what I want, but that's not true. I do what I need
to. But still living in Nashville. But
yes, I'm still in Nashville and I love Nashville. And then my manager's actually from Texas, but she moved down to Nashville to be with me. So now we're just doing it. We just finished my album. So cool. My first EP.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. That'll come out towards the fall. And
are you still working at the Grand Ole Opry?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just singing full time now.
Yeah. Right. She's a singer. You got to sit down with Dolly.
Dolly and Reba.
And Reba Mack, mm-hmm. The two of your idols.
Yes.
Did you get their phone numbers?
I didn't, unfortunately. We're not like on texting terms or anything.
Still. But they liked you.
They did. Yeah, Reba, like she changed my life. She really did, because I was in a rut where I just wrote about boys and boys and boys all the time. And like, I mean, it was the same guy I wrote about every time, but I didn't know how to write about anything else because I wasn't going through anything else. And I was like, how do I just sit down and write a song? And she just explained to me how she creates a music video in her head and she writes down all these points and then just makes a song out of it. And like ever since that, and like ever since her hearing Stay, which is the second song I'm going to sing, She cried when I sang it to her. Fun fact, literal actual tears down her face. Oh. And told me that I was a great songwriter. Oh. And like that I had what it takes. And it was just such a big moment for me, for someone I looked up to my whole life to like tell me that I could do it. That was cool.
That's what we always validation. And
yeah.
You got
made
it.
Just being Reba
genuine.
Cry.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to make Reba cry.
Hashtag made Reba cry.
And then last week was the big 2-1.
Yes.
Yesterday you were in town.
I was.
And you decided to go to a hot spot here.
I did.
Because you're 21 now.
Yeah, you're 21. You can go to the bars.
So you get into all the bars.
You go where you want, do what you want.
Out of all the bars you went to, Cheyenne, which one did you choose to go to?
It was your bar.
You went to my bar.
I said hi to you.
When?
Yesterday.
Bro, how do you not recognize Cheyenne?
When?
I literally came up to you and I hugged you and I said, I just had my first legal drink in your bar. And you said, cool. And you walked away. I was like,
that's
you. I remember that. That was you?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, you were sitting down.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That definitely
happened. I said bye when I left and everything. I said bye.
So you knew.
I'm so sorry.
After I walked up to him and he wasn't like, oh, my gosh, how are you? I was like, he had no clue.
I am so sorry.
Hey, I'm a woman now.
Did it hurt your feelings, Cheyenne?
I am so sorry.
A little bit.
There was like two tables of people there.
In the whole restaurant. Two tables.
Yes.
There was definitely two tables.
There was two tables full with people.
Yeah, I was with
them. I remember. I'm just letting you know, I do remember the encounter.
Okay. Yeah.
But I had no idea that was you. Oh, my God.
Glow up.
Cheyenne Goss.
That's embarrassing. Fast forward to today, by the way, and we're next door, and he's like, you guys, Cheyenne's next door. Cheyenne Goss is next door. And he's rattling off all this stuff about you.
I just, you know, when you don't see someone when you're expecting to see them.
It's okay. Would you like to dedicate the first song you're going to sing to Al, since you're singing Done?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to dedicate that to Big Al, because I'm done messing around.
So sorry.
No, you're fine.
I don't really understand it, why I can't get you out of my head, why I can't get up out of my bed, no. I wish I knew what I could say, what I could do to make you come knock down my door, but we've been here before, and I'm sick of playing all these games, and you don't know what you've been missing. I'm done with but she's all you got now. You used to call me every night and you would tell me how you can't live without my smile,
How you gone only for a while? I still remember your expression when I told you that I knew what you had done. And I know what's going on. Then I finally spoke my mind and told you, you don't know what you've been missing. I'm done waiting around. And only God knows who you're kissing. But she's all you got now. Head, but now I'm stronger. I don't have to cry any longer. Cry any longer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that was Justin.
Justin. I knew we'd be friends. I knew we'd be friends, Justin. I knew
he's going to download it right now, Cheyenne.
Yeah, it's on Spotify, now iTunes, Apple Music, everything.
Is this that guy you were hung up on writing song after song after song about?
Yeah. Pretty much my whole album's about him.
Okay.
Nashville's a big co-write city. Nashville's a big, like, oh, we should get together and co-write sometime. That's how you talk to people, you know? And my manager made a joke that she said, I need to get a shirt that says, I don't co-write. Because I'm just going through such a big transitional phase in my life that, like, I want to be able to tell my story. I don't want to sit down with someone else and be like, well, maybe you should say this because, no, this actually happened. And, like, I want to tell people that. And I want to tell people, like, what happened to me, you know? So, so my whole album is 100% written by me and, like, things I've gone through over the last, like, year.
So if you're done, literally, does that mean you're done with using him as a muse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so no more songs about him.
Nope, that's what this was. This was my last, like, ditch effort to get him to hear me kind of thing. Like, this is it. Like, if he heard this and he didn't want to see me, you know, then that's
But what if he called, like, right now?
If he called right now, I wouldn't answer.
What do you have him in your phone under?
Nothing. He's not in there. No.
Just a
number.
Just a number.
Just done.
Just a number.
Done.
Oh, you don't get a name in the phone.
You don't even get a name. You don't even get a no.
We're talking with Cheyenne Gosch. She was our winner of our Big Break contest back in 2015, and now she went on American Idol. Now she's working on her own music.
She made Reba cry.
She made Reba cry.
Yes.
Will you make us cry since you made Reba cry?
I mean, I can try.
It's like a challenge now, right?
Yeah, this was the mid part of that relationship. This is where I knew I shouldn't be talking to him, but I still wanted to so bad. I was like, man, like, I just feel like God is really pulling me towards this person, and I just feel like he's it. And, like, my dad was like, yeah, he's it. That's your dude. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, dad says then it's a yeah. And so I'm, like, all in, and I'd found out everything that I found out, and I was like, man, why do I still want this person after everything they've done to me and how they've treated me? And that's where this song came from. So this song is called Stay.
Mm-hmm. You like driving around with the windows down, just waiting on the rain. You like the end of the movie that you don't expect, and it's driving me insane. I want you, I hate you, I need you, I thank you for watching as I fall. But I need you back in my arms to help heal the scars. Need this to be a wake-up call. Cause boy, need you to help me figure out of what this feeling's all about. Cause your blue eyes and your sweet smile got me wrapped up in your charm. But your stubborn ways and the things you say got me worried about my heart. Oh, I'm worried about my heart. to believe the things you say. It's like I'm all right with you telling lies if it keeps my pain away. I want you to want me, don't care if you can't be here for everything. But now she's in the picture, walls getting thicker, and I'm starting to fade away. 'Cause boy, I'm trying to give you one more chance, oh boy, to keep the ride, to hold my hand. 'Cause I've been there, and it's not fair for me to take the heart. Tell me why I'm still by your side when you're not worried about my heart. Mm-hmm. I want you, I hate you, I need you to need me.
I can only imagine what that dude was thinking. Ah. I screwed up.
A little bit.
Justin, have you already downloaded it like you promised?
Yeah.
Did it send you a notification when he bought it?
I don't have my phone.
Can you check that? Can your daily sales, you check it on your phone like if you want to?
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get those to spike up a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, please. Go buy it. Go buy Dunn.
The Cheyenne songs. Come on. Let's keep it on the heartbreak. Because moving on from Cheyenne Goss, you may want to stick around because we are doing Love Letters to Kelly.
Oh.
Today's theme is cheaters.
Oh, no. Ooh. Well, that fits perfectly, doesn't
it? Oh,
right?
Ouch.
Give it up for Cheyenne Goss, everyone.
Thank you.
And Love Letters to Kelly's next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How would you guys like to do a little Friday edition of Love Letters to Kelly?
I would love it.
I love when we do it outside of the, you know, the normal confinement of Wednesday.
Well, this one has a theme, Kelly.
What?
It's Love Letters to Kelly, Cheaters Edition.
Oh. Right before her wedding? Like, really bad timing. Why can't it be a happy wedding edition?
Well, because we got these cool cheating stats. And so,
really?
That's not good.
Also by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, when we get stats, we want to throw the stats out there. And then we also have letters that involve cheating. So we're like, hey, why don't we combine those?
All right.
That's what makes a great radio show.
I think this is insensitive.
Combining things. No, your wedding's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I know.
It's an estimated that roughly 30 to 60% of all married individuals in the U.S. will engage in infidelity at some point during their marriage.
Okay, 30 to 60% is a very broad range.
Very broad range, Kelly.
That's real big.
Well, 60% will cheat, 30% is going to get caught.
Is that with a plus or minus 20 percentage points?
Sure. I don't know. Yeah. Tell me if it's 30 or 31. Don't tell me between 30 and 60. That makes us all feel weird. To make matters worse, most infidelity involves both physical and emotional betrayal.
I think there's a lot more emotional betrayal going on than anything else. I mean, there is a lot of physical too, but I think there's so many people that excuse emotional when it's still betrayal.
Yeah,
I get that.
I got to ask, would you care more if it was emotional or physical? And I go back and forth because they're both awful.
Yeah.
You know, what's worse? What's worse, a one-night stand or finding out your husband or wife had a long-term flirtation ongoing for months,
I don't
and
know.
Then it finally culminated in a relationship.
Well, I would say that, but
that,
then I would
that's
think
way worse.
But then I would picture the
one
other thing.
Stand and what was going on.
What about the guys that cheat but feel really bad about it? That's kind of physical and emotional.
Uh huh.
It doesn't matter. I mean, doesn't one kind of wash out the other one?
What? If I feel really bad about it?
No.
What?
If you feel bad, does it wash off the cheating? Yes. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, if I'm really emotional about it.
I don't think so, dude. And research constantly shows that 2 to 3% of all children are the product of infidelity. And most of these children are unknowingly raised by men who are not their biological fathers.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Mm.
So, in other words, if your kid looks like the UPS man, you might want to check things out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like if your kid's half Mexican, but both of you are white.
So saying like they're saying 2 to 3%?
2 to 3%.
So 2 to 3% men out there are raising children they believe are theirs.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
That would
then that's
shatter me.
Why you're better off never knowing.
I agree.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Deny.
Take the secret to the grave.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure my kids are mine.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah. I'm 99.9%.
There's that whole looking like you're looking at your little mirror image.
Right.
Probably gives it away.
Your kids look so, your son looks just like you. And Chloe, I saw a photo of her the other day. Oh my gosh.
She looks like me when I was a baby.
Kinsey.
And yeah. Well, now she looks like Kinsey because of blonde hair.
Lucky for you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not lucky for me because I mean she's going to be beautiful.
So that was the love letters edition? I don't
know. No, no, that was
we got letters.
I was going to get into statistics.
I was giving you statistics.
Have we gotten into it yet?
No, we have not.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to get into the cheating edition? Cheating is a crime is what it is.
Find that song.
It's from the Cheaters show.
Oh.
Yeah. Still on.
Love letters. Love letters from Kelly.
Cheaters.
Cheater edition.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 8 years now.
Mm.
And for the past year or so, I've wanted to break up with him, just don't know how. There's no more love in our relationship, and we haven't been intimate in several months. He hasn't done anything wrong. I just don't love him anymore. He's always suspicious that I'm cheating on him.
Suspicious.
And although I've been tempted before, I've remained faithful.
Oh.
We've been living together for the majority of our relationship, and I don't know how to tell him to move out and move on.
Oh, boy.
Summer.
Well, I mean, you don't know how to break up. You just have, I mean, I don't understand that you don't know how to break up. It's hard. You know how to do it. You just, you know, put off doing it because it's uncomfortable and it's going to change everything. Even though you're not happy, it's still what you know.
Right.
You're going to have to worry about now the expenses of being alone. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of reasons you're putting it off. You know, I don't need to tell you how to do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no magic thing I'm going to tell you to say that's going to make it any easier. But, I mean, it's just an adult conversation. You both obviously realize this is just... You're on autopilot at this point.
Yeah.
But why does he have to be the one to move out? That's an interesting question I would have.
Maybe he's the one that moved in.
Maybe he is the one that moved in. Or what if it's a 50-50 situation? You just, you know, what gives you the right to say, okay, well, you got to go because I'm the one breaking up with you. You got to go.
Right.
I don't understand. There's a lot of that dynamic I don't understand.
I think it's better to leave, right? Because then that way you're not reminded of the relationship all the time.
I think the person that's breaking up is the one that should have to leave.
Yeah.
You're rocking the other person's world.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing the damage. So why are you going to add insult to injury and say, oh, and now you got to get out?
Unless, again, it's that person's house.
Yeah. I'm just having to guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
But just do it.
Just do it. Just, you know, you're going to, okay, so you're going to put it off another year, and then you're going to be another year further down the line not being with the person you're meant to be with.
Right.
So, I mean, you know what? I don't, just do it.
Yeah, you're wasting your time and their time.
There you go. Do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am in love with two women.
Oh.
No, you're not.
I had been with my wife for 30 years and married for 25. Oh. I'm a dog who fell in love with another woman.
Oh, my God.
Me and my wife are currently getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I am with a girl I stepped out with and have bought another house, but I miss my family terribly.
Of course you do.
My brother and sister always do things with my soon-to-be ex, and I'm grateful for that. We were not able to have kids, but I do miss all of my nieces and nephews I no longer get to see. I actually miss a lot of things we used to do.
Yeah.
Confused about life. I love both women.
No, you don't.
Both love me. Although I don't know why.
I don't either.
What? What is this dude?
What should I do?
Well,
Judas.
You know Judas. Yeah, Judas. I get that. No, you just got to, you've made your bed by sleeping in somebody else's bed. And, you know, that's just the consequences. You're realizing now probably that buyer's remorse thing. You're not in love with two women. You're just not.
It happens on The Bachelor.
No,
probably possible.
You see how those work out. Those are those are endorphins. Those are, you know, lustful feelings. Uh-huh. Love is not this physical, I got to be happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or I'm not in love. That's not what love is. Love is being there, not always liking the person, you know, but you stick it out and you don't. No, you've not demonstrated love. You've demonstrated an enormous amount of immaturity and insecurity and just badness, all around badness. And I'm sorry you made the decision to now you're getting a divorce. You don't get all the benefits of getting to pretend like you're still
you
Uncle
can't double
Judas.
Up.
No.
He's trying.
So he's trying to do the thruple.
You've go ahead and with this mistress that you've decided to make a life with, go make that blissful. Go have a happy life with mistress.
He's trying to
but,
have
you know,
his cake
you,
and
that's,
eat it too.
That's just so awful what you've done. And quit tormenting your ex-wife by, if you're in the process
giving
of,
her hope.
Of giving her false sense of hope. Yeah, you let her go.
I'm all depressed now, Kelly.
No, because that's not right. What you're doing is not right
I
to either one of the women.
I agree. What was the name on that again?
Judas.
Okay, I thought it was somebody else I knew.
Oh, what's her name?
No, I'm not going to say
it. You know somebody that's got two women?
Yeah.
In love with two women?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you believe he really is in love with two women?
I don't know. I mean,
if a guy tells me he's in love with two women, I don't want to be in that.
But the thruple.
I don't want to be one of two.
There's a thruple out there that's working just fine in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. They're mentally ill. That is a mental health issue.
Or what about the guy that has the wives? He has three wives.
Mentally ill.
Sister wives.
I would
sister
look
wives.
Him in his eye and tell him, you are mentally ill. And the women
and so
that
they.
Tolerate this,
yeah.
Yes, all of you, sick.
Except they have
sick in the
they
head.
Have great hair.
Ugh. They do have great hair.
They have hair makeup goals. People.
No, I meant like length.
Yeah, that's just not, that's not healthy, normal behavior. That's ridiculous. And that's somebody that, I'm a woman, and I don't think enough of myself to think I deserve one man's attention. I got to share it? No.
How come we don't have a lady that's married to three guys? How come it's just the guy with the
because
three
the
wives?
Man wouldn't put up with that nonsense.
And some of us can't even find one.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters by Kelly.
Cheaters. What? Oh, I...
Yeah.
So loud on
JC
the same
and I were on the same page there. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 9 years, and we recently went through counseling for his cheating. Now, although he never actually came out and said he cheated, he admitted only to the sexting because, well, I caught him. I thought I'd forgiven him, but I constantly have vivid dreams and hear about him cheating on me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I leave him in my dreams or either I sleep with someone else in my dreams.
Oh, cheating dreams.
Yeah. Cheating dreams. Now, these are just dreams, but is there any stock in that? Do I chalk it up to crazy dreams, or should I talk to him about these dreams? Because maybe I'm not over it. Please help me, dream believer.
Dreams is just your brain dumping. Your brain is dumping garbage at night when you sleep. I mean, I dream about writing stuff in calendars. I dream about the most random, ridiculous things sometimes because your brain is just dumping garbage when you're
Don
asleep.
Cheadle.
Yeah, I mean, that's just garbage. Don't tell.
Thanks
I'm telling you,
up.
If you've made a decision to stick it out with your husband, I applaud you for that effort and for going to marriage counseling. The worst thing I'm going to tell you is forgiving as you are about him actually sexting and maybe more, he is not going to be nearly as forgiving about you having a sex dream because men are just ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
Their ego can't even handle you dreaming about having an affair.
Word.
So if you want to cause more problems, then share your dreams. But otherwise, that's just your brain dumping. It's stress. There's a whole bunch of... No, don't tell him about your dream. That's her question. Should I tell him about my cheating dreams?
Yeah.
No.
All
How
right.
about that?
Asked and answered.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my... How
don't
would you
ever.
Feel if Kenzie came to you and you're in a perfectly happy, fine marriage and she told you, oh my gosh, JC, I dreamed last night. I'm sleeping with Big Al. I mean, but JC, wait.
What?
This isn't just a one-night dream. I've been having this dream over and over again.
Wow. Hey.
I am having an affair with Big Al.
I would think that you want to marry Big Al.
And how would that affect your relationship, not only with your wife, but with Big Al?
Yeah.
I would tell her she's not allowed to sleep anymore.
Oh, my gosh. And dreams are rarely literal.
Just don't share.
No, don't tell us.
There's nothing worse than somebody saying, oh, my God, I had a dream last night. I've got to tell you. And they start to tell you this dream, and it's like, That was nothing. But because it's your dream, it means so much and it's so big. Yeah. You know, it's like just hush.
I'm gonna send Kenzie a message on Instagram.
Oh no! I thought she'd have a much bigger question than that, but no, just don't tell him the answer. No, no. Keep your dreams to yourself.
Sorry about that, JC.
Oh yeah,
I apologize.
I apologize for the Instagram I'm going to send.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh,
like Al cares.
Yeah, come at my wife.
I was like, oh, who's this?
Hey, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a tab set up. We might even do the cheaters edition again soon.
Can we do it a little, put some distance between my wedding and cheating again?
But we have a theme song now.
But I don't want a theme episode.
Sandwich.
All right, we'll take a break from the cheating edition.
A sandwich and some cheating.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Superstar alert on the phone, you guys.
Really?
Please welcome the latest Spider-Man to grace us on the big screen.
Wow. He's gracing us.
Yeah, or gracing the screen, actually. Awesome. I know, I can't talk.
He's so nervous because Tom Holland's on the phone.
Hi, Tom Holland.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
What's up, man?
We're so excited. We're so excited to talk to you. We're so excited about your movie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Spider-Man Homecoming in theaters next Friday, and we wish it was coming out this Friday or today because we want to watch it.
Well, you know what? Our movie reviewer got to see it, and she said she never laughed so hard in a movie. I didn't realize it was such a comedy.
No way. That's awesome. That's so good to hear.
Is it because Spider-Man's he's a goofy superhero, right, Tom?
Yeah, 100%. You know, he really is. I think the reason he is so goofy is because he is so powerful, and fighting crime for him is a sort of walk in the park, so he's able to have fun with it. And it's the first time we've really seen a superhero enjoy his superpowers, you know. Hmm.
And you're high school Spider-Man. I mean, you're going to the origins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a 15-year-old kid in high school, struggling, talking to girls, struggling with homework, this, that, and the other, but while also being one of the most powerful superheroes in the universe.
I can't wait to see it.
I know,
it.
I'm so stoked about this.
Were there ever any moments of self-doubt? Because this is such a huge role, and this is going to really change your life. Have you had any moments of, I don't know if I can do this?
I went out yesterday for a drink with my agent, and we were going to walk to this hotel. He's like, you can't walk there, dude. I was like, yeah, I can. It'll be fine. We'll just walk there. And we couldn't. We were mobbed by all these people, and that was kind of scary.
Yeah.
So we ended up having to jump in a car. But yeah, so that's the only thing I'm a little scared of. But right. Other than that, I'm pretty cool.
Is anybody that's been there and done that, like, have you had anybody mentor you that's already had, like, the level of fame that you're getting ready to experience? Do you have someone you can look at as an example or it's given you any guidance?
For me, Zendaya is the best person to go to, you know. She has been through this for the last sort of, like, 5-6 years, and she's the first person I would call if I need famous advice.
Uh-huh. How do I handle famous?
Yeah. Maybe they should have a book, Famous for Dummies.
Yeah right?
Yeah.
They really should.
And it's good because Zendaya is actually in the movie with Tom, so they got to work together and got to know each other quite a bit.
And your guys' lip sync battle, oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much. That
you're dancing.
Fun.
I mean, you can dance, and then you're dressing sexy.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
How many of your buddies sent you a text and said, hey, I wanted to make fun of you, but you were so good that I can't?
No, I could never be good enough for my buddies not to take the mick out of me. I'm still receiving abuse from it now.
Well, you know, Matt, it was well worth it. It was probably one of the best ones we've ever seen. When did you start dancing, Tom?
I started dancing when I was about 9. My mom used to take me to a Saturday school for hip-hop, which I loved. I absolutely loved it. It was called Nifty Feet. And I was spotted at that school to audition for this show in London. I auditioned for 2 years. I got on stage. I got the job. And the job was a sort of dance. It was Billy Elliot, so it was all about dancing and gymnastics. So I learned how to dance from that. And then after that is where I sort of started acting.
Wow. I remember that movie, Billy Elliot. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. I couldn't understand a word anybody was saying.
Yeah.
The accents
very thick accent.
You know, there's so many different British
thick,
accents.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand a word.
Yeah, that's the Geordie accent right there. That's the old typical miners accent.
Yeah.
Are there any
The
British
Geordie, is that what you said?
Sorry?
Geordie, is that what you said? Called it
yeah,
Geordie?
Yeah, the Geordie accent, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like what Geordie
is your,
Shore.
What is your accent considered?
I would just be a London accent.
Londoner.
I have a sort of South London accent.
Okay.
But it's funny because everyone says to me I have a British accent, but there are thousands of British accents.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a London accent.
Was it hard for you to go into an English accent, into an American accent when you're doing Spider-Man? Do you ever slip out of it?
Yeah, you know, it's hard not to slip out of it all the time. But that said, I had such a great dialect coach with me at all times, and it was so important to me that I got the accent right. That was the first hurdle. Yeah, I feel like I did a good job. And it's funny meeting the crew on Spider-Man Homecoming who had seen Civil War but never met me before.
Uh-huh.
Like, whoa, wait a minute, you're English?
Yeah. I've always been so curious about that, though, Tom, with a dialect coach, because I know sometimes you go over, you know, the whole script, so it's not like you can do, like, will you be in a scene and say, oh, I don't remember how to say that, and they can literally, like, repeat the line in the accent you need to, and then you're repeating it back as they film?
Yeah, my problem for my poor dialect coach is I am obsessed with improvising. That's like my favorite thing to do. Uh-huh. So whenever he would give me a note about a word I couldn't say, I just would change the word. So I'd go, I'm not going
to
say that word again.
That's a smart move. Yeah, that's what I should start
hard
doing.
Part of it.
Now, they gave us a lot of little facts about you, Tom, and it said that you got a Spider-Man tattoo on the bottom of your foot.
I do. That is very true.
What? That must have been,
painful.
I would think that would be one of the most painful places to get a
or
tattoo.
Ticklish.
I can tell you, it's definitely not ticklish. It was funny when I was talking to the artist about it. He was so stoked. He thought it was so cool that he was going to do a Spider-Man tattoo on Spider-Man. And he was like, "So, bro, where do you want it, man?" I was like, "On the bottom of my foot." He's like, "No, seriously, where do you want it, man?" I was like, "No, seriously, I want it on the bottom of my foot." He's like, "Dude, I've been doing tattoos all my life, and no one ever wants that. Do you know how much that's going to hurt?" I was like, "Oh, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it." What a mistake I made. It hurt so much, but I'm so happy with it, and it's a cool little reminder. I really, really love it.
What is
it wear off from you walking on it all the time, though? Is it going to wear off?
You have to get it done 3 times. I had it done 3 times.
Oh, Tom.
It was pretty brutal, it was really fun.
Yeah. No,
that's
it was
commitment,
really fun.
Yeah.
How many hours does it take to do the tattoo each time?
It was like 35 minutes.
Oh, all right. That's not that. It
yeah,
could have been worse, but still.
Of hell.
That's a lot of pain. 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sure you grew up watching all like Captain America and Iron Man and all those movies. You know, you grew up watching them. So what was it like when you first got to meet Robert Downey Jr. in person?
It was amazing. It was amazing. The funny thing is when I first met Robert, I didn't actually meet him.
Uh-huh.
I was on set doing my audition, my first screen test, and it was with him. I walk into the room. I'm very nervous. I see Robert Downey Jr., and in my head, I'm like, right, I have to introduce myself, be professional, try and be funny. It'll be fine. I go and introduce myself to him, and I'm getting really breathy. I'm sort of getting super nervous. And as I'm looking at him, in my head, I'm thinking, you don't look the same in person. There's something slightly different about the way you look in person. And then Robert Downey Jr. walked in, and I realized I'd been talking to his double the whole time.
No!
Oh, wow.
So I got my sort of nervous, jittery, fanboy stuff out the way with his double, and then met Robert afterwards, which was
that's an awesome story.
You got to practice
that's
before
great.
Meeting the real deal.
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
Like, he looked really different
double.
In the movies.
Hey, did you do?
Like, dude, there's something different about your face in real life, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do have a couple questions here from my son because I told him I was going to talk to you,
oh,
Tom. Cool. And he's 5 years old, so I'm going
to
ask.
You're talking to Spider-Man.
Yeah, well,
yeah, okay.
Of course. He doesn't know Tom. He knows Spider-Man.
He's like, who's Tom Holland? I'm 5.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you the questions my son wanted me to ask you. Is that okay?
This is so cute. Amazing.
This is from a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Really, these are JC's questions.
No, question number one for Spider-Man for my son,
okay.
Tom. Why is your outfit red and blue?
I think because if you ask any 5-year-old what their favorite colors are, it's either red or blue.
There you go.
That is a good answer.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
That was quick. That was on my feet. Yeah. I like that one.
His second question was, can I go on a date with Spider-Man, but not Spider-Man, Peter Parker?
Of course you can.
Like a play date?
Yeah. He wants to go
100%.
To the...
No. Where are you guys based? When I'm next in... Is it Dallas that you
yes.
guys
yes.
are in?
Yeah.
Oh.
When I'm in Dallas... I'll come and visit you guys, and we'll have a play date.
Oh,
you just gave me, like, stomach goosebumps.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Dude, that's so nice of you, Tom. Thanks, man.
Anyway, guys, listen, I got to get to my next interview,
yes.
but thank
yes.
you so much for talking to me.
You
all right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Make sure you catch Spider-Man Homecoming in
theaters
next Friday.
Oh, my gosh. How nice.
So charming.
So nice.
Do you just love him?
Very, very nice.
21 years old?
Just turned 21.
Yeah. What in the world?
I think that's the first time a celebrity's ever been like, you know what? Love you.
That's how you're doing it.
I want to meet his parents tell them,
good job,
Mr. and Mrs. Holland.
He handled it great. Look, we would love to keep him on the phone for hours. We would love to.
Who wouldn't want to talk to that charming young
that was
man?
Nice.
He's very nice.
Going from everyone's favorite Spider-Man to possibly one of the worst Spider-Mans of all time.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Spider-Mac.
Oh. I think the funniest thing about Spider-Mac was the ill-fitting costume.
It was bad.
I don't know if I've heard this one.
Oh, Jenna, you could see everything.
What?
One size fits all Spider-Man costume?
Yeah, you could see
They had never been up against Big Al Mac.
You could see my little tentacle.
Yeah, little.
You said little.
It was a cold day.
It was
a cold day.
Yeah, it was. I just got out of the pool. It was cold.
But you know, you went with it. You embraced it.
I didn't have a choice.
All right, here's your Friday flashback, Spider-Mac.
Spider-Mac. He's just like Spider-Man, but he's black. Can't commit. Really tries. Short and tight is his favorite size. Look out, look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Here comes Spider-Man.
Spider-Mac, Spider-Mac. No time for the bit now, so we'll be right back.
So Al is not only in the Spider-Man suit, but he has brought with him some spider webs to shoot. He has some silly string, which he has brought with him as his spider webs.
Oh, okay, so it'll shoot out of his wrist, kind of.
That's right, just like Spider-Man.
Everybody's laughing at me.
Well, that's better than shooting. I take laughing over shooting.
So Al's going to...
I'm Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Sprayer.
Spider-Man. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spray you like that. I'm sorry, baby. I sprayed it all over you. Oh,
Spider-Man doesn't apologize to crime doers.
Did you get it all over her face?
I got it all over. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You get the feeling Al's had this conversation before.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
Spider-Man, Spidey power. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's glasses.
I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
the
Spider-Man.
Apologetic
I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man. Ha!
He's
I'm
Politer Man.
Politer Man.
I'm sorry. Smoking or non-smoking? Oh, I'm not sitting down. I'm just going to crawl around. Yeah.
Just say, who do I look like? Smoker Man?
Who do I look like? Smoker Man?
I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man.
Shooter.
Ah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that stuff all over you like that. That's, right. That's my web.
I know, but you're
supposed to
fly off.
I know. I'm flying. Yeah, it makes me fly.
Hey, start climbing on tables.
Climb up on a booth.
Yeah, climb up on a booth.
Start trying to climb the wall.
Yeah, try to climb the wall.
Darn, things aren't working.
Yeah, but on top of a booth, start climbing the wall.
I'm going to climb up on the... How you doing, man?
Spider-Man was black.
You knew Spider-Man was black, didn't you?
How could he tell? You're in disguise.
Right quick. Oh, God. Ow. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be careful. Don't look at my junk. How y'all doing?
That suit's gonna rip.
Okay, I'm up on the wall here in the middle of the pool booth. I don't really know what to do up here.
Spray someone. A crime. A claw breaker.
Spidey power. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I got it on your business. I got it all over your pancake.
Oh, gross.
Oh, Lord. I'm not gonna fall. I'm not gonna fall on you. I'm Spider-Man.
Spider-Mac. Spider-Mac.
Spider-Mac.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. White Man. I've got that all over you. How you doing, brother?
Sorry, Mr. White Man.
I thought you looking at my stuff. You chill out. All right, I'm going to turn around now and crawl the other way. I am really...
Oh, Al.
Yeah,
Al. Okay. Careful
I'm
there.
Just crawling back and forth.
Yeah.
Crawling like Spider-Man.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Pick one of those army guys and ask if he'll help you go to the restroom because you can't unzip your suit.
Oh, man. No. Okay. Hello, officer.
Spray him.
Oh. I have to go to the restroom, and I was wondering if y'all could help run out, seeing how I don't really have a slot for the junk. I mean, I got, she had to unzip me in the back. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Y'all, can y'all, I mean, I know you called in Iraq and everything. Can you help a brother Pete? All right, I'm going to crawl back over here.
He's crawling on the table. You're not allowed to walk on the floor. You have to crawl everywhere.
Hey, Al.
How you do, sir?
Good. Spray him.
Good. You the manager here?
Yeah.
I'm Spider-Man.
Spray him.
Spider power. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I'm spraying it all over your station, baby. I'm sorry. Your station is a mess. I'm sorry, man. That's very rude.
Get out of there. They're going to kill you. Go.
All right, man. All right.
Get outside for your next mission.
Go.
Oh, he's got another mission?
Of course. You can't what waste this suit. This is the funniest suit I've ever seen.
Spider-Man in the adult bookstore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're feeling good going into the weekend. Kelly, why are you feeling good?
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing really going on.
Nothing much, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Not really put a point.
Right.
It's too bad.
Looking forward to sleeping in.
Yeah. Since Kelly's got nothing going on this weekend, we'd love to hear from
you
next.
I'm getting married. Okay. Come on.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
All right, it's time to start smiling because it's Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. That phone number again, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we can use that same phone number to text the show, and that's what we got here. We got a couple here from you. Christina wrote us and said, my Feel Good Friday is the company that I work for, Animal Eye Clinic, shout out. We're getting off early today, and they're treating us to pedicures. Then we're going to On the Border and having some margaritas.
Wow.
Woohoo! It's going to be an awesome Friday.
Wow. I see this sometimes at the nail place I go to, where... like, the boss will just come in and treat all the men and women and men who want manicures and pedicures.
Huh.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Such a nice thing.
Very nice. Very nice. Samantha from Kansas wrote, we got approved for our egg stamp. Now we can sell farm fresh eggs to stores and restaurants all over. Egg cartons should be delivered today. And, side note, Monet made my hair look like the bomb.
Look at you.
Eggs and good hair in one day? What?
I need to get Monet's number. Make the hair look good. You got one, Kelly?
No.
This is cool. I don't know what
I don't.
But I wish I had known about this when I turned 30. But this one says, I'm celebrating my 30th birthday tonight with a cake smash photo shoot and four of my best friends.
I've seen that.
I haven't seen it. Hold on. Josh Whitlock wrote us and said, I feel good because I got a 7.2% raise yesterday.
Whoa.
7.2?
That's
pretty good.
Heck yeah, man.
Becca.
If I took that, I mean, I'd retire now.
Speaking of a raise, me and my girls have tickets to see Thunder from Down Under tonight. Feel good Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
go get that, Becca. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Katrina.
Yeah.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
I became a grandma on Tuesday.
Grandma, you sound way too young to become a grandma.
I am a 39-year-old grandmother.
Woo!
Look at that.
Wow. You know what? That's wonderful because you're young enough to keep up with the kid, and you'll be such a part of that baby's life for so long.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited. I mean, he's 19. I had him when I was 19. And
my mother had me when she was 19, and I'm so blessed to have a young mother.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's just the most amazing feeling. You know, you just, oh, wow. I never thought that I could love grandbaby like I love my own kid, but more, it's weird.
Congratulations, Grandma Katrina.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. They're just she's beautiful.
What's her name?
Hazel Murray.
Hazel.
I love that old names are making such a good comeback.
Yeah, they are, and Hazel is a family name on her side. Marie's my middle name, so they just
that's cool.
What an honor. Yeah.
And is your son a Marine?
Yes, he is Lance Corporal and he's stationed at Pendleton. So I just fly out on the 2nd.
Oh, so you haven't even met the baby?
No, everything's been, thank God for social media and texting, because I would die.
Oh, you're going to have one suitcase all baby gifts and one suitcase for your little stuff.
And you're going to have great weather out there in San Diego. So have fun out there.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. You have a phenomenal day.
You too. And tell your son thank you for his service.
So exciting.
That's so cool. Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. Why are you so excited?
My son Josh is coming home from college to visit us this weekend.
Where's he going to school?
He's going to college in Oklahoma City. We live in Kansas.
So he's taking summer classes.
No, he's not taking summer class. He works. He's a hard worker. Just, so he works and goes to school. So.
Okay, so just stayed there for the summer.
Yeah, he started life out there. Was this his freshman year?
Yeah, so it's very exciting. And it sucks that he's so far away. He's like 5 hours away from us.
I know. And I bet the withdrawals were crazy the first year.
You know what? You have this to look forward to. When he graduates college, he'll move back home with you.
Right.
That's how it usually works.
I have a question. So you guys are located in Dallas?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I just found that out recently, and I've listened to you guys for 3 or 4 years, and I never realized you guys were in Dallas. I grew up south of Tyler, so I was pretty excited when I found out you guys were in Texas.
Technically,
we're in the car with you. That's where we want to be.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, we're everywhere with you.
I'm going to go visit my friend in August in Dallas. She just bought a new home, and so I'm going to go visit her. So I thought I might check out the station when
Please do.
Come on down to our studio, and we'll even give you a little tour if you remind us, okay?
Okay, that would be awesome. Thank you guys so much. I enjoy listening to you guys on the way to work.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in a few then.
Enjoy your baby boy.
Enjoy the baby boy while he's home. Let's go here with Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hey. Oh, my God. I cannot believe I'm on the phone with you.
Look at that. Not only that, but you're on Feel Good Friday, so it's like a good segment.
Yeah, I've listened to y'all since 1998. No lie. Oh, my God. Okay. My Feel Good Friday is that I made arrangements to take a kayaking trip. It was my one wish when I found out I had cancer in April.
Oh.
And I'm finally making that happen because I found out that they got all the cancer out. I had surgery.
Yay.
Also in April.
Yay.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Kick cancer's butt.
Yes. So are you having to go through treatment, or are you one of the lucky ones that was it?
I'm one of the lucky ones that that's it. I just have to be surveyed.
That's perfect.
Awesome. Cancer-free and going kayaking. Having a good time. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
No, you
wear your life jacket and don't be doing any shenanigans.
Oh, I'm not. I promise.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, see.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Kayak.
What are kayaking shenanigans, Kelly?
You know. Rocking the kayak.
Flipping it over.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Going down a waterfall.
Rocking
those things.
Kayak.
Yeah. Have fun, Sandy. What's up, Matt?
What's up, you guys?
Welcome to Feel Good Friday, good sir. What you got going on?
So my wife and I have been in the adoption process for the past 3.5 years.
Yeah, it takes
a
while.
Today, we actually got my daughter's visa to come to America, so we get to head back together with her. So I'm feeling good.
So you did an international adoption.
Correct, yeah. I live in Uganda. I actually listen to you guys every day in Uganda.
Uganda, be kidding me.
Can I come visit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're in Uganda right now?
Currently, yeah. I am sitting on the rainy streets of Kampala.
Whoa. We are so honored you called
us. Yeah, all the way from Uganda. What time is it there?
Yeah, it is. So you guys aren't on in the morning. You guys are an afternoon show. Y'all come on at 2 o'clock. Here.
That's our dream to really be on in
the afternoon.
Morning
show in the afternoon.
Let's move.
Number one in afternoon drive in Uganda.
Oh
you guys.
My gosh,
Matt!
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's awesome.
All of this news is so great.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Nora.
Nora.
No, that's a cool name.
Aw, y'all enjoy that baby.
Are you going to stay in Uganda for a while?
Well, we have to come back to finalize the adoption in America. And we'll be in America for a little while, just trying. We lived in Uganda for 2 years now, so it's been a long time. So we're ready to get back and eat like fried chicken or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could introduce fried chicken to the people of Uganda.
Yeah. Uganda fried chicken.
You know what? You could be the bridge.
That's true. They have KFC, but it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man.
Awesome, Matt. Well, hopefully one day we get to meet your little girl if you stop by and say hi to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
All right. There's Matt all the way in Uganda.
Well, see, that's great because, if you do have to be out of the country for a while, you can listen to our show. That gives you a feeling like you're back home. That's wonderful.
And you can eat KFC in Uganda.
Not the same, he said.
Not the same.
I want to go visit him, and he was like, yeah, sure. Like,
take him up on it.
That's like someone kidding, and then I'm like,
no, you're really going.
I'm in Uganda.
Now, you ate KFC every day in England when we were over there a couple years ago.
London.
Was it the same as it is here?
Tasted original, just like
exactly
original
the
recipe
same.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, to me.
Smelled the same, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.